Blog Talk Radio.
This is Barbara Calvano, and welcome to Let's Ask the Angels on Blog Talk Radio, most Saturdays at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's my pleasure to be with you today and to present to you the upcoming weekly reading and to take your listener calls for readings. Again, my name is Barbara Calvano, and I have a practice called B. Calvano Coaching, where I'm a spiritual intuitive and a life coach. I am a certified angel card reader from Doreen Virtue, and also as a life coach, I've participated as a program leader at Landmark Education and taken courses there for over 30 years in communications, relationships, and breakthrough technology. That's a fancy word for overcoming your obstacles. And I'm really passionate about people living a life of grace and ease. And as I was preparing for the show today, as always, the angels were giving me some messages. I'm truly reminded, there was a time in my life where I did not ask for help. You know, I was brought up, there was a belief that I had that it was better if you figured out by yourself. So I did a lot of things by myself, and it was almost considered a weakness to have to ask for help. So I know that is ingrained in a lot of people. There's something about asking for help that even could be shameful for some people. Well, I'm really glad that I finally woke up and saw that there was an easier, softer way, and that's like reaching out for help. So I'm here to remind you that the angels are here for you. Your spirit guides are with you and available for your assistance at any given moment. And all we have to do is ask. And we do get answers. We always get answers, but we are not always ready to hear the answer. And the most important part about getting an answer is to take an action. So the work that we do with angel cards and connecting with the angels and spirit guides, it's great to have an answer, but it's more forwarding your life, providing more life, energy, and vitality if you take action. That's what this work is about. So creating grace and ease, how I describe, one could live a life where you're not bumping up against things and being stopped, enduring a lot of suffering and struggle. And it's really important, of course, to persevere and to, you know, really buckle down and do whatever you have to do with certain projects and areas of your life. But by connecting with the angels and their vibration, you actually experience the flow, the grace, ideas coming to you that you might not think of, and sometimes what I call the blind spot, something that you just couldn't see, that with the help of another, and here the angels, all of a sudden you have your aha, like, wow, I didn't even think of that. So it really is for people who are ready to admit that things aren't going as great as they'd like them to. And that takes honesty, because not everybody really wants to face the fact that things aren't working. Again, that's another facet of admitting that you're not perfect. So just by being vulnerable and open and saying to yourself, you know, this really isn't working for me. It could be in any area of your life, your health, relationships, communications you have with friends and family. So really great to get this information from the angels. And I'm preparing a talk. I'll do my mini events now. I will be next Sunday in Connecticut at Stamford at the Marriott Hotel and Spa giving a talk on connecting with your angels, living a life of grace and ease, and also doing 15 and 30-minute angel card readings there. And you can find out more information at my website at bcalvanocoaching and also at awakenfair.com, Stamford. And also in July, there will be a psychic fair at the Hotel Pennsylvania here in New York City on that Sunday from 10 to 5, where I will be giving readings in person. I also do readings by the telephone, so if any of you are interested in getting an in-depth half-hour or one-hour reading, you can contact me again at my website or here on Blog Talk Radio or at Facebook at B. Calvano Coaching, and we can set up an appointment for you. And you can get more information about the session. So that being said, I hope you're having a wonderful weekend. A lot of us have an extra day off on Monday, and a safe weekend. So here we go. I'm going to go ahead with what I do on every show. I talk about the reading for you, for myself, for the upcoming week. And how this works, if you're new to angel card readings, it's all based on the law of attraction. And I'm guided to choose a particular deck of cards, and then also I'm guided to choose particular cards. So this week I was guided to use the card deck called Healing with the Angels, Oracle Cards. And it's one of the first decks that Doreen Virtue, the author and angel lady that I mentor and study with. So for the upcoming week, Monday and Tuesday, we have the message, listening, and it's so apropos, listening. And you can see the images of these cards here on the Blog Talk Face page and at my website. Listening is the message. So what we're being told is the angels are listening to you. As I've mentioned many times before, when you pose a request or a prayer, you only have to do it once. Just like when you're in a restaurant, you ask for your order for your food, you only order it once, and then you await your answer. But here the angels are saying that they're listening, and they've heard your prayers, they've heard your request. It's a matter of you letting go, not being attached to the answer. Trust, have faith that you have been heard, and it's just only a matter of time, divine timing, that the message guidance will be given to you. And so the main thing that I'm getting here is listening, you listening for the message, the guidance, and knowing that you've been heard. And so the earlier part of the week, you may very well hear answers to questions that you've been dealing with. And the different ways that we receive messages are through signs. You may see literal words on a billboard, or you'll hear the messages on the radio or TV, or through a voice that literally comes through one of your ears, literally, or through your thoughts. And just paying attention and trusting, that's the huge, huge part, trusting that you've heard the message. And if you think you've heard the message but you're not quite sure, you can ask again. Yes, you can say, please give me a more bold message, a louder message, a clearer message, so I can fully comprehend what the guidance is. So you literally can talk to your angels just like you talk to a human being. And you can do that out loud or in your mind or, you know, write it down, any way that you choose. You can communicate that way. And then the message for the middle of the week, for next week, is soulmate. So here the message is, it's two-part. It addresses the fact that a lot of us really want what's called that big love, you know, that big relationship. And here you very well may meet that person. It acknowledges that you're ready. Or if you're in a relationship already, you can offer that relationship over to the angels so they can even elevate it to a deeper level. But it's acknowledging that many of us are really open and ready for that soulmate relationship. So either way, the angels are here to assist you. Once again, stay present, stay alert, and, you know, see what messages you receive. The other part that I'm guided to talk about is that one of the best ways to be intuitive and to connect with your guidance is your lifestyle. And if your lifestyle is more clearer and pure, and what I mean by that is the foods that you eat, trying to have less chemicals in your body, getting enough sleep, and also getting sufficient exercise. So pretty much it's like the ideal lifestyle. So, you know, by participating and like working with your angels, you literally get healthier and you become more intuitive. And you see how it works hand in hand. And you literally want to make your life, you know, cleaner and have more balance because you start being more connected and intuitive, psychic, and hearing your messages from your angels. And so the last part of next week, we have the message harmony. And here the message talks about there may have been a situation with someone that will be resolved. So there will be harmony in your life where it was missing. And that, you know, that we all really want peace. And if you may feel inclined or nudged to call someone or write them a letter, and that's guidance from the angels pushing you. You know, literally that's their way of saying, yes, go do that, especially if it's repetitive, like more than one time. Now, working with the angels is a great way to see that. We've always had a lot of thoughts, but we never really thought that maybe they were divinely guided, especially if we had become obsessive about things and worried a lot. You know, those thought patterns are kind of like, you know, static. So when we get a divine message, we may not even hear it because we're so used to having all that static in our minds. So conflict's going to drop away in a particular relationship where there was some uncomfortable feelings, uncomfortable communications, and it's a great time to create more harmony in your life, especially your relationships. So for next week, listening, be really on the ball. Be ready to hear a particular message that you've been caring a lot about, you know, a question. And also your heart, you know, your relationship with your close one can be elevated, or you very well can be open to meeting that person. Now, just referring to that again, if you're guided to go somewhere, to a particular class, to a particular library or a particular park, a new yoga studio or something, go. You know, that's the angels nudging you along. And by going there, you may meet someone who will introduce you to that person, or you very well may meet the person that your supposed soulmate. So, and harmony, meaning you're going to feel a lot more joy and peace in your relationships. And what I sense more, that would be colleagues and then extended family. So that's the messages for next week from your angels. And then you can see this as a printed version. I'll have it up on my website on Monday evening. So you'll have it there if you want to refer to it. Now, also for this for the month of May, I've been talking about the archangels and just briefly sharing you some information about the major archangels. And for this show, I have scheduled to talk about the Archangel Metatron, Jeremiah, and Zadkiel. And as I said, I'm only going to go briefly into it, but it's good to know about the other archangels besides Archangel Michael, who I talk about a lot, who is there to give us courage, confidence, and strength, and help us with our clearing and shielding of our energies. Some of these names may resonate for you, and if so, that's a message for you to connect more, research more, learn about that particular archangel. So the Archangel Metatron is one of my favorites, And his name means angel of presence. And he has a sacred symbol. It's from sacred geometry. It is in the shape of the Star of David. And also three-dimensionally, it's the isocohedron. Yes, you could look that up also. It's like Buckminster Fuller's geodome, geodesic dome. And here, with his sacred geometry, his cube, it's called the sacred cube, he can clear your body also of any anxiety, balance your chakras, and it's an incredible technique that one can use, and I use it regularly. And I'm going to go ahead and talk to you about that. If you could visualize a ceiling fan above your head, you know, it rotates clockwise. But also see this as a Star of David, rotating clockwise. And what you will do is you'll visualize that moving from above your head down through your body, going through your crown chakra, and then through your eyes, and then through your throat chakra, and then all the way through your heart, you know, through your solar plexus, and all the way down through your sacral, and all the way through your root chakra, and all the way down through your feet, the rotating effect of the sacred cube is going to clear and balance your body. You could listen to this again and have that image passing through your body to feel its effects, but it's very powerful, and Metatron will assist you again in balancing your chakras. Metatron, his aura is violet and green, and he can help people and children who have ADD and ADHD. That's attention deficit disorder and attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. Now, so you can imagine if your energy centers are balanced, you're going to be peaceful. And if they're out of balance, you're going to have what I call static or it's vibrational imbalance. So by bringing Metatron's energy into these children and people, their energy centers become aligned, and they're much, much more peaceful. So he's really great with that. He's great with helping us with our spiritual understanding and with also with the children today that are on the planet known as crystal and indigo children also. He's very helpful with that. And the gemstone associated with him is watermelon tourmaline. And then the astrological sign is Virgo. He's associated with that. So Metatron, again, can help, you know, hear a prayer that I came across. It says, Archangel Metatron, I ask for your powerfully loving intervention in helping the name of a child or person who has been labeled as disordered. Please help us know God's will and guide all the adults involved to do what's best for the child. Please help us stand strong among the authority figures involved in making decisions on behalf of this child, engage in harmonious discussions, even if there are differing opinions. Metatron, please protect this child from any harm now and in the future. Thank you. And we mentioned that because, as many of you know, dealing with the medical profession, which is very important, you know, in times of dire need, but also there's a particular way that people, children and adults, are being medicated when they may not necessarily need that medication because there are side effects also. So that's a little bit about Archangel Metatron. And, oh, he also can be used if you are running late, believe it or not, and you need someone to bend time. And I'm saying some things that maybe sound pretty far out, but he can actually help bend time. It's called time warping. And I've used it several times in the New York City subways, and it works. Or if you're driving and you're late to work, call upon Archangel Metatron to help you get there on time. The next archangel I'm going to talk about is Zadkiel. And his name means righteousness of God. And he's been regarded as the angel of good memory. And you can call upon him to remember anything, literally anything, if you need help, including your own divinity. So there may be aspects about yourself that you want to connect with who you were in the past, past lives, that you know will give you information and empower you for who, what you're doing with your life mission today. So Zedkiel helps us with finding lost objects, forgiving ourselves and others, and great for helping students and taking tests. So if you're taking a test and you need to remember the material, call upon Zedkiel. Also for healing emotionally and physically. And his aura is indigo blue, and the gemstone is lapis lazuli. So if you want to wear that stone, literally, that's going to help you connect with Zedkiel. And Zedkiel is also associated with Gemini, the astrological sign. So a prayer that one could say is, Archangel Zedkiel, please help me heal my heart. I'm holding on to unforgiveness. Please help me release it fully. If there's something I'm not seeing, please help me to see it clearly. If I need more compassion, please fill my heart with mercy. If I'm worried or anxious, please fill my heart with faith and calmness. I now surrender this situation fully to you and God, and I trust that God, given healing power, takes care of every detail with divine grace, harmony, and wisdom. Thank you. And that's a little bit of about Zedkiel. And then the final archangel I was going to talk about today is Jeremiah. And Archangel Jeremiah, his name means mercy of God. And he's an inspirer who motivates us to devote ourselves to spiritual acts of service. And he can help us do what's called a life review. And you don't necessarily need to do a life review. You don't have to wait until it's your last breath. And as is said, you know, at the very end of our life, we see our whole life pass before our eyes, and that's a life review. But you could actually have your life review today at any moment without dying. And by doing that, you can get a better sense of where you've been and where you want to go and what clearly what's going on in the present for you. So he helps you develop a spiritual understanding about your whole life. He can also help you develop your clairvoyance. So if you're concerned about the future, you can call upon Jeremiah for additional insight and information. And you can do so with a prayer such as this. Archangel Jeremiah, please help me release fears, worries, and tension about my future and the future of the world. And then tell Jeremiah about any situation that's weighing heavily, you know, for you. I ask for your prophetic insights about my future. Please clearly give me guidance about anything that I may do or change to create the highest and best future for myself and all concerned. Thank you. And the gemstone associated with him is the amethyst, and also his aura is a dark purple color. So again, you can call upon him for your life review. And literally, you can take some time out, quiet meditation, sit there, close your eyes, and take a moment to go deep. You can write it out. And what are we writing out? We're writing down what key things have happened in our life, what major events, what's going on now, and what would we like to have happen in the future? And by doing so, you're just getting like an outline. You're getting connected to real life events. And it can, oftentimes, something may jump out at you. Like, oh, that was the time that I studied this topic, and you know, I really want to go back and do that. Or that was the time I was hurt so deeply in a relationship, and I made a decision that I was not going to do that again and ever get hurt again. But is that how I really feel today? So by taking a moment, you can do this for yourself. And it could take 10 minutes or you can take up to an hour. It depends on you. To just take a look, like face your life now. Face the cinema, the movie that your life looks like right now. So you can create with your angels and spirit guides the future that you would like to have that would make you most happy. So right now I'm going to take a brief break, and then I'm going to come back and take your listener calls to do readings for today. So just hold on 1 second. I'll be right back.
Ooh, baby, do you know that word? Ooh, heaven is a place on earth. They say
everyone, it's Barbara Calvano, and welcome back to Let's Ask the Angels on Blog Talk Radio. I just did visit the chat room, and there was a mention about Archangel Haniel, and I did speak about Haniel a while back. You might want to check on my Blog Talk Radio archives and see that show. So, but thank you for asking about Haniel. Haniel helps helps me get in touch with my psychic abilities to have the messages be clear and, easy to understand and also easy for me to communicate to others. And Haniel also is associated with the moon, so the full moon's energy and all that. So I may do that again for you, Kat, in the future. So I'm going to go ahead and take the first call here is area code 203. Here we go. Hello there. What's your name and how can we help you today?
Hi, this is Shante.
I'm sorry, I can't hear your name.
Shante.
Shante?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, hello. How can we help you today?
I was wondering what the angels had, like, guidance on someone named Ethan.
Okay.
Like, what guidance do they have for me?
Okay. Is this someone that you're dating right now, or?
Someone that I consider dating.
Okay. So you want to know what the angels would say about having a relationship with this person?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and use the Romance Angels card deck for you today and see what they have to say. What the angels usually say, it's not about the other person. It's more about you and what the angels know is good for you. They already have the answer.
Mm-hmm.
And they already know, what is the best for you. Okay, so I'm guided to choose three cards, and the first message is, it says, love yourself first. Chance says, so your self-respect makes you romantically more attractive. So the angels are reminding you that, that although we love to have relationships, make sure that you love yourself first completely. Because even, loving yourself first completely so that you won't have to depend on somebody else loving you. So that when you go into the relationship, you are already 100%. So they don't have to, make you whole. You go into the relationship loving yourself, powerful, being empowered. And so the second card says engagement. It says your love life is ascending to a higher level of commitment. So because my sense is you have not started seeing this person, someone you're thinking about, talking about that you are literally interested right now in being involved with someone to the level of engagement. You sound kind of young, though. You know, some people have young voices, so I don't know if it's engagement to be married. But here, the message I'm getting that, okay, you have a young voice. So you, here it says you are interested in getting married. It says that's where you're at right now. The third card says stay optimistic about your love life. So what I'm getting here for you, it says stay optimistic about your love life. Positive thinking and faith will bring you romance. So this person very well could be someone that, you know, would make a great relationship for you, but it's really going to be dependent on you being optimistic, you being positive, and having faith that you can be in a relationship. So if you have any doubts or any insecurities, you know, you want to give them over to your angels, and you also, you know, whatever you can do so that you feel more empowered. You know, if you have to, sometimes people want to change the way they look in terms of, you know, update their clothing, or some people want to get physically fit, or, you know, some people want to change their hair. You don't have to do any of those things. But if you're guided to do something so that you feel really great about yourself, go do that. So the main message here is that you can have, definitely, you know, you can get married, definitely, but the main message for you is to stay optimistic. You know, stay positive. Don't, and if you catch yourself worrying about it, or obsessing about it, that's all negative. So here it's, know that, you, so that's the main thing. And that energy is going to attract that person, and it's going to work out, your relationship's even going to work out better, because you're going to be that positive energy going in to the relationship, bringing that positive energy to the relationship, and you're not going to be dependent about someone, you know, or someone else. You're going to enhance the relationship, and they're going to feel good around you, and then together, the both, you know, your energy together is going to be a new energy on the planet Earth. You know, so it's really about being empowered. That's the message that I got for you here today. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. And thank you for calling in. You have a safe and happy weekend.
You too.
Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye. Okay, the next caller is area code 860.
Hello.
Hello there.
My name is
what
Susan.
What is your name? Hi, Susan.
Susan. Hi.
Hi, what question do you have today? How can we help you?
I'm wondering what you can advise me on around all the turmoil in my family right now.
Okay.
Not all of my family, just some of it.
Okay. So I'm going to go to the Archangel Power Tarot cards. It's great for coaching. So, Susan, this is your immediate family?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know if you had an opportunity to hear the reading that I gave for next week. It talked about harmony towards the end of next week. So I'm guided to tell you about that, that there can be more harmony, resolution of
yeah.
a conflict in the family. So the first part is about listening for messages, and then the soulmate is about, you know, allow yourself to be open. Allow your heart to be open to true happiness with someone you're with or possibly someone new coming into your life. So now I'm going to draw three cards for you, Susan, in regards to your question today. Okay?
Okay.
Whoa. I had what's called a jumping card. Literally, while you're shuffling, the card just, like, jumps out. You know. So, okay. So the very first message for you is... Nine of Ariel. It says, your dreams are fulfilled. Hard work leads to great success, a love for the beautiful things in life. So it's talking about that the, what we're getting here is that, you know, if you have a dream that this gets resolved, it's going to be resolved. Have you been working hard at it? It's not, you know, here it's
well, it just seems like the one person is refusing to get the kind of counseling that they need. And
oh, okay.
And it affects everyone else because it's just bad at times.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm going to go ahead with this reading, and I may have to choose a different card deck for that specific thing, but let's continue with this. It says, well, here it says you've been working hard. So working hard means you've been caring about it, you're thinking about it, you maybe you've made suggestions. There's been energy put into it, right? So
yeah, yeah, definitely. I've done a lot. Yeah.
Okay. So here's the next message from Michael. It's the King of Michael, and it says, wisdom and objectivity are important now. Stay in your integrity, a situation that calls for honest and open communication. So it sounds like, you know, as you described it, the person has some issues. The people in your family can recognize it. This person probably can't or is unwilling at this point. Here it says, stay in your integrity. Stay in your integrity. Don't give up. It says, a situation that calls for honest and open communication. So you've been doing that. And if you need to do more, continue to have honest and open communication. I'm going to go to the third card with this. And the last one is Three of Ariel. It says, do what you love. Now here, Susan, it says, a time of great personal growth in your career or artistic endeavors, working with others in cooperative manner. So the key thing we're looking at is working with others in a cooperative manner, right? How do we do that?
Yeah.
Also, the message is this. It says, do what you love. Sometimes when we want someone to change, you know, there's only so much we can do, and we have to let go. We have to let go.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I don't know if this person has an issue with alcohol or drugs or spending.
No.
Or, you know, I don't know what it is. But sometimes by letting go, it says, do what you love. The message what I'm getting is, you know, make yourself happy. Don't put all your time and energy in someone else's life unless this is a life and death situation. You know, if it's a situation,
yeah.
I mean, you can mention it to me or you don't, but if it's a situation where their life is in danger, then you have to do an intervention and you have to call for outside help.
It's not that dramatic.
Okay. So then it says, here the message is do what you love. What does that mean? Spend more time in your own life addressing your own things.
Okay.
You know, does that make sense? It says it's a time of great personal growth in your career or artistic endeavors. Sometimes we avoid our own life by looking at someone else's life and saying, if they would change, then I would be happier. If only they would do this, then I wouldn't feel this way. If they would do that, then I would have more courage. Well, not necessarily. What the angels are saying is that, you know, stay in your integrity. Of course, you may have an opinion. If this is affecting people in the family, but no one's in danger. It may be a great lesson in being detached. That's the word I'm looking for. Detach yourself. Do what you love. Make yourself happy. Sometimes that's very annoying for the person who's used to a lot of attention, right?
Right.
Annoying for them. So it's kind of like stay out of the fire, go towards the peace.
That's what I did last night. I put on a show and it made me laugh so hard, and then I was just laughing. And then the person apologized to me after that.
Okay, there you go. There you go. You know, we are vibrational beings. So here it says, you know, I love this message, do what you love. Make yourself happy. The other person, believe it or not, is affected by your energy. You know, just like you said, you know, everyone's affected by his energy or that energy over there, right? Well, they're affected by your energy. See, when you're peaceful, when you're happy, that's the flood of energy going out into the universe. So it's great. The message does say stay in your integrity. You know, there is a situation that calls for honest and open communication, but the best thing to do is there's a message coming here for you that your dreams are being fulfilled. Hard work leads to great success. So there may be something that you may be slightly avoiding and then putting your energy over there. And here the angels are saying.
Oh, I agree.
Yeah. You know, pay attention to what you really care about. Your dreams is showing up on this reading. And doing what you love is showing up in this reading. So that's you know, pretty much the message. And we all do this in some form or another. So you're helping a lot of people. You know, it's very easy to escape, to procrastinate by, you know, getting involved with something over there, you know. And
it's hard for me to get away from it, but but I know what you mean.
Mm-hmm. And you can do some shielding.
Because the person
lives with
me.
Okay. So do you know about shielding yourself energetically?
You might have something I don't know about. I don't know.
Well, you can
have
do
my own
shielding.
Way of doing
shielding with Archangel Michael is what I do and I teach, and also cutting cords. So literally, I mean, it could be your partner. You know, it could be or a roommate, and you're there with them all the time, but they're processing life differently than you are. You can love them, but they may be reacting to situations in their life differently than how you would. How do you be with that? Well, shield yourself in cobalt blue light every morning, and this will act like an umbrella, you know, that keeps the rain off of you. It's going to keep you from absorbing any more of that person's energy or energy from the world. In the morning, and it lasts about 12 hours, and you do it at night. And then the most important thing you can do is cut your cords daily. So you have cords right now, cords of attachment between you and him, or you and something else that's worrisome for you. And also, if you've never had your cords cut, you probably have a lot of cords connected to the past. And this is true for everyone, so you know, don't feel like you're different. What we do is we ask Archangel Michael with a sword of white light to literally sever and cut all cords of attachment between you and others, you and the past, and also from other people who have hooked onto you with a cord because they're needy or resentful or any energy that's lower. You know, they're, and it's towards you. In a sense, it attaches to you. And this is all energetic. So you can just, with your mind's eye visualization, see all these cords drop away as they've been cut. And you breathe in, and you breathe out. And you just check in with yourself daily. You're starting to feel drained or off-centered. Oh, I need to have my cords cut. And with your focus and intention, you're directing the energy to drop away, to be cut.
Mm-hmm. Okay? Yeah.
So
I don't think I
do
that enough.
Yep, do that. And then the last thing is something called vacuuming. And Archangel Michael has a sacred vacuum, literally like a vacuum that's going to clean your carpet. We visualize a sacred vacuum above your head, and we direct Archangel Michael to have it go into your body and to pull out through all your organs, all through your body, all the way to the bottom of your feet, to your toes and your fingers, everywhere. It's going to pull out everything that is not love and light. And it could be tension. It could be illness. It could be, I keep saying tension because when we get upset, we get tense. And then we could have, and it can also be anything, anger and emotions. And Archangel Michael, with his sacred vacuum, is going to pull and draw out of your body all that is not joy and peace. And pull it out up to the top of your head, and it's taken up into the heavens and it's transmuted into healing, loving light. You can also do this in your home. You can ask Archangel Michael to literally, energetically, pull up out of your home all lower energies. And you know what lower energies are, anything that's not happy. No.
Yeah.
Tension, stress, anxiety, worry, frustration, you know, bitterness, resentment, right? So these are powerful angel therapy healing techniques that you can use. Work, you know, call upon Archangel Michael and just literally see this done. And it can happen, you know, you can have it happen, what we say is extra fast, medium or slow. So however you feel you need to move this energy out. But this is what you can do. Okay? And, you know, I call this Yeah, this is powerful techniques. It's one of the reasons why I have my radio show, because I want people to learn how that they can shift energy, right? Because when you're not addressing the energy, what do? We think about what's not working, what we don't like, and by thinking about it and talking about it, we attract more of that. And before you know it, you feel very heavy. You feel no energy, right? You feel drained.
Right, right.
Right? So, you know, that's one of the things that I highly recommend. And I think that as we did it, I think I could feel that you were getting a sense of it. You know, so go ahead and do that. And you'll see a big shift. And as you shift and clear the energy in you, whoever is around you is going to shift, because you're bringing now white, pure light and love wherever you go. You see that? So you begin with yourself, right? You clear yourself of the energy, clear your room, your environment, your home, your vehicle, and then you see how that impacts the people around you, okay?
Okay.
It makes a big difference. I use it all the time with my husband. It works. It really works.
Oh, wow. I'll definitely have to work on that more often, because I don't think I do it enough.
Okay. And if you want to learn more about this, you know, one, you can have a session with me, or you can pick up a book by Doreen Virtue called Healing with the Angels, or her book called Chakra Balancing, and you can learn more about this. So you can actually begin studying it on your own and then, you know, putting it into your life daily. Okay, you can go to her website, angeltherapy.com, and you can start, you know, or see what book is drawn to you where you can begin studying these techniques. Okay?
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you.
You're so welcome. Thank you for asking that question, because I know a lot of people can benefit from that. So.
Yeah, a lot of that going around.
Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and go on to the next caller. Yes, have a great weekend. Take care of yourself.
Thank you.
And good luck with everything. Angel blessings
Thanks.
To you. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so the next caller is area code 111. Hello there.
Hi. Hello.
Hi.
Happy Memorial Day. Wait, I got to get you off.
Thank
okay. Stop that. Happy Memorial Day.
Thank you.
Okay, I've never called into your show before. This is the first time.
Oh, thank you. Welcome.
Yeah, I've been listening. It's very insightful. You know, I have a question. I'm looking for employment.
Okay.
And I am on my fifth month, and I really never thought I'd be there here this long. Oh, my gosh.
Huh?
And I want to
see if you
see me getting a job soon.
Okay, very good. And what is your
name?
And
I am going to, I know. It's Sharon.
Okay, yep. Okay, Sharon. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and use the messages from the fairies. You may know this already.
Okay.
The fairies help us with the material world, believe it or not.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
boy, girl, this has been a stressed
for
5 months. Okay.
So are we looking for, well, you know what? I'm going to go ahead with, since you, I also know you're going to get a job. I can feel it. I'm going to see.
I know I am.
When? We're going to get the when card for you. And let's go that way. So.
You know, I'm not in my 20s anymore, and I do get responses from my resume. That's not the problem. I always make the top three or top two, but they always hire somebody else. And I'm going to get I'm going to be number one. Did you hear me?
I hear it. And also, I'm also hearing, is there anything else that you've been thinking about doing that is not on that resume? Is there anything else that you have been thinking that's been in your heart that is not on that resume?
Well, I've been applying to them, actually, now. I just kind of tweaked my resume in the past few weeks. I do administrative work, but it's always been in financial, and I love it. I have my broker's license. I really want to get back into that, but if I don't, I also would love to do, like, helping out in human resources with recruiting. But what do you, you know, something more, still administrative, but go a little bit to the left.
Is there anything else that you've ever dreamed of about doing that you're not doing right now? That's even not in any case. Okay. Because there was something there that perhaps there was something else. Okay, the very first card is, okay, here it is. Sharon, the first card we got is the hermit. The hermit. And is that hermit is described someone being alone. So it says, take this time. Take this time and
use it
from Archangel Raziel. Take this time, spend in quiet meditation. Spiritual teaching, self-discovery. Okay, so this is the first card, which is the past. So you have been doing that.
Okay.
Second card
And
then the next one is page of air. Challenging information, which is you're getting, challenging. Delays, yes, or changes of plan. Truth delivered without tact. So, you know, sometimes being rejected can be without tact. But the main thing
I know
is that you are getting, and the third card is Six of Fire, victory. So we have victory. Good news is on its way, public recognition or awards. Six of Fire. So I had asked for a when answer, and I got six. I'm getting, it could either be 6 months or 6 weeks, and I'm sensing more 6 weeks. Okay?
What about victory. June?
Could
it be June?
6 months. Hello, June is a
that's,
six.
That's the way
month.
I was. No, that's,
yes.
That's okay. That's the first thing
yes.
I thought of me. June is six. I didn't even think of the
then
6 months. Oh, it's not 6 months. God forbid.
Oh,
you
here
don't
we
think
are.
It's going to be 6 months. I know.
No, not 6 months. Not 6 months. I see a knight, like on a horse. So it's, he's not going to be riding that
okay.
horse for 6 months. I know. But
that's
okay,
so
funny. We are.
Oh, I see what you mean. That means rapid. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, and then 6 days, literally 6 days could be June, practically. It's about a week away, in a sense.
I know.
But June, okay. Well, 6 weeks is, you know, about a month and a half. But as soon as you said June, it like, I got it. So I see June. It says victory, good news is on its way, public recognition or awards. I see June also, you know, because of the number six. So that's what I have. The only other aspect of it is that there's something very valuable for you right now. And there's a spiritual teaching available for you, and you may be getting it already by, you know, spending that 5 months is a long time to be in self-inquiry, to stay positive.
I know.
You know, keep putting yourself out there. And in a sense, that's been a spiritual learning. And, you know, Raziel is saying it's part of your spiritual lesson in this lifetime. Sometimes we have things happen and we think, oh, it's just the matter of circumstances, things happening in the world. Well, not necessarily. Sometimes they're spiritually self-imposed. This was for you. So allow to know that
who knows
it was
why.
Good for you in a sense, you know?
Oh.
And
to have faith that all my bills are paid.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry?
So no, I didn't hear you that. I didn't hear what you said.
I said
no,
have
but
faith
that
my
stayed
bills
positive.
Have been paid.
Yeah,
I know.
You stayed positive. That's a real spiritual lesson. Not everybody can be that positive after 5 months.
Oh.
A lot of them aren't. You know. You know, so
can you pick up a person who's going to hire me? Oh, can you see a person who's going to hire me or no?
That I cannot. I'm not that type of
okay.
intuitive.
That's
know.
Okay. That's okay.
No. I mean, the first thing that came to my mind was seeing this person in your card, Six of Fire. You know, it's you know, when we reach our age, oftentimes we're hired by younger people. It's just the way it goes. You know, it's just...
You
know,
there you go, sweet. You got that right. Yeah, I'm in my 40s. Okay.
You know? So, but it looks like, if anything, it looks like with someone who has light brown hair. You know, not blonde, but more like a medium brown, if that helps at all. But I think it's, you know, really
okay.
keeping the focus on that your needs are met and that, you know, the angels acknowledge that what you went through was challenging and that there have been delays. But the main thing is that you have the word victory with an exclamation point. So that's your answer.
Oh,
so it's definitely good news.
Anything
is on
else?
Its way.
I know.
No, that's all
anything
I have.
Else?
No. All I keep going
you're
back
sweet.
Is the
I mean, I'm
going to
call on your show again. You give good insights. No, and I really mean that. Listen,
well,
thank you so much, okay? Listen,
you're welcome.
Have a wonderful
and
holiday. Okay.
Thank you. You too. Thank you so much. All right.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye. Okay, so the next caller is area code 917. Hello there.
Hi. Hi.
Hi there.
Hi. My name is Anna. And
hi,
I want to know,
hi, happy Memorial Day.
Oh, thank you.
Happy Memorial Day.
Thank you. Same to you. So what question do you have today?
Do you see any potential for a relationship with Matthew?
Okay. Now, so you've been dating already?
Yes.
Okay. And so you want to know what the angels have to say for you about where it's going?
Yeah, is there potential, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So just bear with me 1 second.
Okay.
So, Anna, have you, do you want to get married? Do you want it to be that, are you that serious about the relationship?
Yeah, I don't know if I'm there yet, but.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, so here goes. The first message for you is make the effort. So the reason why I asked, you know, are you looking for a real commitment, you know, for that marriage? It says, great love is worth taking the steps you're guided to take. So if you feel like you've been getting any messages about talking about things that you haven't talked about yet in the relationship, just go ahead and make the effort. The second message here is past life relationship. You have known this person before, and this person and you have come together in this lifetime, and it's just basically you've known each other before. So sometimes when we meet someone we're that comfortable with, it's yes, it's because you've known this person in a past life. Third card says is this. Release your ex. It says, the time has come to clear your energy. So do you have any past relationships? Usually the more recent one, you have any exes in your life that you might still feel that you may have like that cord. You know, I talked about cords earlier. You have any connections, feelings about, you know, worrying about, are you going to be treated the same way you were treated before? Sadness, anger, you know, any thoughts or feelings about an ex, here it's asking you to clear that energy out of your body, out of your whole aura. And that's
okay.
What the message is at that. And by doing so, you're going to have a successful relationship. But the main advice you're getting from the angels is release your ex, that your ex, any, it could be one person from the past or two. You want to let go of any energies, any feelings, emotions that are lower, because that will be, that's still within your system. And once it's released, it can open you up to have connection and pure joy. So, you know, basically take, you know, the first person who comes to your mind, that's the one that you have to let go of. And all you have to do is just say, I release all my thoughts and energies and any unforgiveness. I let go. And that key word is unforgiveness. If there's any of that with any of your past relationships, it's time to clean the slate and just give it over to the angels. And you can do that through that vacuuming technique I talked about earlier or cutting cords.
Yeah.
Basically, you want to release that energy. And by doing so, you know, this relationship could very well work out. You know, but it's going to be dependent on how you are.
Yes.
More than him.
Yes.
So that's what the message I'm getting here. Okay?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. I have to come to a close here today, so I'm sorry to rush you, but I have to move on. But thank you very, very much for calling in. And you can always, you and those listening can follow me on Facebook if you want to get updated. You know, sometimes I do weekly readings and sometimes I post other things about angels and spirituality. So thank you again for calling in, and I wish you the very best, you know, with your relationship. Okay, so thank you everyone who's called in today, and for those who will be listening on rebroadcast or on iTunes, the very best to you. I remind you, you can follow me at my website at BCalvano Coaching and join my email list and receive this weekly reading in your email box every week. Thank you again. I will post when my next show is. It may be the week after next, but have a really safe and wonderful weekend. And God bless. May the angels nurture and take care of you. Namaste.